Well, Inspector John Davis is the neighbourhood commander for Woking, and he says it's been a worthwhile initiative.
OK, we've run it for 3 weekends throughout May, and in my opinion, it's been very successful. The feedback we've had from the licensees in the pubs and clubs around Woking has been very, very positive. It's seen a slight increase in police presence. We've managed to deal with quite a large number of issues in the town centre. We've seen some good feedback as well from the local revellers that come out into the town. As Peter will know, we shut down Chertsey Road for a trial period throughout those 3 weekends that we've been doing. Very good positive feedback from the revellers saying it's a lot more safer now with no cars going down the road. So generally, I'll get a lot more work being done on it to look at the statistics around it. But overall, I think it's been a real successful operation.
Yes, I was wondering how you go about actually quantifying the success of an operation like this.
Okay, I mean, a lot of it is all around feedback. I mean, the biggest issue that we had, and I've been doing a lot of work with our partners through the Woking Borough Council, I mean, this is really a partnership approach. It's not all about the police. It has involved a number of different departments within Woking Borough Council and doing a lot of work, you know, not just enforcement work, but a lot of making the area a lot more tidier, you know, getting the bins emptied early, that sort of stuff. And the way I look on it is really is the coming back from the public, basically, and the licensees, and how do they see it? As long as I'm getting positive feedback from them, then I see it as a success. Obviously, I'll always be asked to put together statistics, you know, whether the crime levels have reduced. But I think that for me, a positive operation is the feedback you get from the public and our publicans.
Yes, and you kind of touched upon it there. Moving forward, how do you make sure, if this is a pilot, as it were, that you've done it over 3 weekends, how do you move forward? And if you've had success from this, how do you make sure that continues?
Oh, I think my viewpoint is that it will continue. The idea is we've had this plan written now. It's something that would never need to be completely rewritten again. The idea is we can bring it out any time, and my plan will be sporadically throughout the year. I will run similar operations on weekends, and it won't necessarily be 3 weekends in the trot, but I think it will be. We'll definitely be bringing it out again and sort of looking at how successful it's been, and definitely doing it in sort of the summer period and throughout into towards the Christmas period.
Oh, and final thought on this, John, is this unique to Woking, or could it be rolled out in the likes of Guildford, Redhill, elsewhere in Surrey?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it can be rolled out anywhere in Surrey. I mean, my viewpoint is that I will, you know, the operation's been written, I'm prepared to share that, and I will be sharing it with my colleagues around the rest of the county, and I'm prepared for them to use it as much as they need to, and I think it would be would be valued to be used anywhere.
All right, Inspector John Davis from Surrey Police, thank you for your time.
No problem at all, thank you.